What a snapshot is a chance to kind of get just a glimpse of what is going on in someone's life. And God has been doing some really cool things in Kelsey's life, and she's going to share about that. Cool.
Thanks. Hi, everybody. I'm Kelsey, and I'm going to give a snapshot currently. Hold on. Thanks. So Peter tells us to always be prepared to have a reason for the hope that we have. And I may not necessarily be too prepared this morning, but I definitely have hope that I get from a story of redemption. 7 years ago, I was diagnosed with anorexia nervosa, and during the next 4 years, I would spend 25% of my time in high school and 75% of my time traveling around the country to various treatment centers. For those 4 years of physical and mental captivity, I was completely hopeless. I couldn't even imagine myself standing here today, free from my darkness, much less telling hundreds of people about it. It was impossible for me to create a picture of recovery in my head. Sure, I grew up Christian, and claimed to everyone around me during this time that I had all the faith in the world. But really, what is faith without action? I prayed a lot when it was convenient for me, and usually my prayers went something like this. Dear God, you can have all of me except for my eating disorder. I can fix that one on my own when I feel like it. Now, considering that my eating disorder was all of me, I began to label myself as such, rather than a child of God. It took me 4 years to realize that trying to be my own savior was not working, and that I needed to try something different if I ever wanted to live outside of a treatment center. Christ became my last resort. By inviting him to take control of all of me, recovery became possible. A verse that really captures my recovery is Romans 5:3. It says, "But we all glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope has not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us." Shame had labeled me unworthy and unloved for years. I spent this past summer at LT, which is great, and you all should go. But it was one of the first times I had the opportunity to really embrace and celebrate my recovery. God clearly told me that I am forgiven and loved, and I was finally able to forgive and love myself too. It was the first time that I was vulnerable about my past, without guilt or shame hovering over me. Recovery from my sufferings happened when I let God into all of me. My faith is no longer based on my convenience, but rather on who God is and who God always will be. It requires me to daily submit my heart to God, trusting in his provision for me. The hope that I now have comes through sharing in my struggles and sharing in my victories. So thank you guys for celebrating that with me. I'm Kelsey, and that's my snapshot.